弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
正像诗篇说的，当我们满口喜笑、满舌欢呼的时候
，Just like the psalm says, when we are rejoicing and our mouths are praising.
外邦人就有人说，耶和华为他们行了大事。
The Gentiles will say the Lord has done great things for them.
底下诗人说，耶和华果然为我们行了大事。
And indeed, the Lord has done great things for them.
我们就欢喜啊。
Therefore, we rejoice.
弟兄姊妹，我相信这些日子，我们对神在我们中间所行做的事，每一个人都有很多不同的反应。
I'm sure we all have different responses to what the Lord has done for us recently.
其实人行的事情叫事迹，神做事都叫神迹，对不对？
It seems like the works of men are called deeds or works, but then the works of God are called miracles.
那因为我们太多注意到人的行人的事迹了。
That's because we pay too much attention to the works of men.
我们有的时候太忽略了神在我们中间所做的事。
So we ignore the works of God among us.
其实神所有做的事都叫神迹啊。
Actually, all the works of God are called miracles.
当约翰写约翰福音结束的时候
，When at the conclusion of the Gospel of John,
他说耶稣又行了许多的神迹，没有记在这个书上。
He says, Jesus has done much more than what's recorded in this book.
但是记这些事是要叫你们知道，耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
But all these things were recorded so that you will know that Jesus is Christ, the Son of God.
所以看见了没有？当神做事的时候，很重要的目的是要叫我们认识他是谁。
So when God does something, one very important purpose is for us to know Him.
并且叫你们因为信了他的名可以得生命。
So that you may have life by believing in His name.
所以神迹发生，一方面是要叫我们认识神到底是谁。
So miraculous signs happen so that we will know who God is.
知道他是基督，是神的儿子。
So that we will know that He is Christ, the Son of God.
而另外一方面是要叫我们这个人被改变。
On the other hand, they are to transform us.
叫我们因着信他的名，因着信心，我们的生命被神改变。
So that through our faith in His name,Our life can be transformed.
9月2号在我坐飞机往华盛顿 DC 去的时候
On my way to Washington DC on September 2nd.
我坐在上面我预备信息我在那里祷告
While I was praying and preparing for my message.
那突然里面出现了一句话当神迹发生时
All of a sudden a statement came into my heart when miracles happen.
那我知道我们的神在我们中间过去这一路过来他其实已经行做了许多的神迹奇事
I know that the Lord has done many miracles in the past for Us.
我等一下会代表教会代表 committee 跟弟兄姊妹很简单的 review 一下
I will later on brief you on the journey
但是当神迹发生的时候我们到底应该要用一个什么样子的态度
But when miracles do happen what kind of attitude should we have
这两天我们陆陆续续不管从网络上从电话上从弟兄姊妹的分享里面我们听见了许多许多不同的反应
In this couple of days in the past we have received different responsesFrom friends and families and brothers and sisters, locally and remotely.
当然有很多人满口喜笑，满舌欢呼啊，这是很常见的。
Many with rejoice and with laughter.
但是我们也收到一些的见证，一些的信书，当他们一听见我们教会买城的时候，他们哭了。
We also heard many testimonies that when they first heard of this news.They cried.
有一个姊妹写信说，当她看见这个消息的时候，她还来不及从位置上站起来，眼泪都已经流下来。
One sister says when she heard of this news, she didn't even have time to get up from her chair, and then she just wept.
她很想找一个房间里面去安静下来，好好亲近这位又真又活的神。
Because she wanted to find a place where she can have a quiet time with this true and living God.
那有的人在这件事情发生的时候，他们里面被神显明他的小信。他在主面前认罪啊。
And some confess that when this happens, all these things expose their unbelief and then their little faith, and then they confess.
那礼拜五我们小组有个姊妹，小组同事他老家的有一个弟兄，一听见这个消息的时候就说：“我灭亡了，我灭亡了。
” A sister on Friday night shared that one brother in her hometown.Says that when he first heard of this news, he says, "Woe to me, woe to me."
因为他说他自己里面不相信这件事情会成就。
Because he did not believe this would happen.
弟兄姊妹，那有人在这件事情发生的时候，他心里面充满了感恩。
And some people are full of thanksgiving in their hearts.
也就像我刚才说的，他们老家山东老家有一个聚会，他们当天晚上的聚会就改成感恩的聚会了。
As I shared, there was this home church meeting in Shandong. on that very night, they changed their meeting to Thanksgiving meeting.
当然我也听到了一些有点像多马的话，就是说真的吗？真的是神迹吗？
Then I also heard some statements like those of Thomas. Is it really true? Is it really a miracle?
弟兄姊妹，我们各式各样的反应都有。
There are all sorts of responses.
到底当神做事的时候，我们应该要用一个怎样的态度？
So what kind of attitude should we have when God does work?
其实在我们9月5号那一天在教会地下室祷告的时候，
On September 5th,when there was a prayer meeting in the basement of Orange Avenue.
那第二天我们就要面临一个这么关键的日子。
Because we were about to face a very critical day the next day.
我记得那天我跟所有参加的弟兄姊妹们发出一个挑战。
I remember that day I challenged everyone who attended the prayer meeting.
我说再过一天这件事情就要成为过去。
One more day, this will be history.
但是到底今天我们有没有真正的到主的面前去面对我们所信所传的这位神。
But today, do we go before God whom we preach and we believe?
我们不管别人怎么说，不管外在的环境怎么样，到底我个人，我这个人有没有跟神面对面的 encounter?
Regardless what other people say or do, but me, my personal,
我真的相信他是神吗？
Do I really believe that he is God?
我真的把他当神来相信吗？
Do I believe him as God?
弟兄姊妹，老约翰告诉我们，这世界和其上的情欲有一天都要成为过去。
John tells us that all this world and things of the world, the desire of this world will all pass one day.
那唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
Only those who does the will of God would last forever.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天所发生的这些事，甚至我们所买的会所，有一天都会成为过去。
All these things that are happening to us, including the building, will one day pass away.
但是在整个的过程里面，我们到底得着了主没有？
But in the entire process, have we obtained the Lord?
到底我们得着了可以存到永恒的这些产业没有？
Have we obtained the inheritance that will last forever?
那另外一方面，就是神在这件事情的里面，神得着了我们没有？
And then on the other side, has God obtained us?
弟兄姊妹，很多的机会都要成为过去了。
Many opportunities will be gone.
我常常讲的一句话就是，所有的机会在时间里面，时间过去了，很多的机会我们就再也没有了。
I often say that opportunities are in the time frame, in the frame of time. When time passes, opportunities are no more.
那很多的机会还会常常有哈。
Of course, there are some opportunities that will keep coming back.
像我如果哪一天 miss 掉谁做的一顿饭，那我将来可能还有机会吃到。
So if I miss a meal cooked by someone, I might have another chance to taste it.
就跟我们以前有一个姊妹，她答应了好多年说要请我们吃做什么猫耳朵，结果她做的那次我正好不在。
Just like a sister kept promising us that she will cook some delicious food for us.But then I missed it when the very first time that she made it. She made it.
那个猫耳朵是面疙瘩，你们不要想成那么残忍的事。
It's a type of noodle.
可她做的时候我 miss 掉了。
But I missed it when she cooked it.
可是我将来还会有这个机会。
But I'm sure I might have chance in the future.
弟兄姊妹，很多属灵的机会，时间过去，那个机会再也没有。
But then there are many spiritual opportunities that will be gone with time.
那我们何等希望，弟兄姊妹，我们前面还有好多机会啊。
Then how I wish that we will have many opportunities in the future.
我们一定要真实的来遇见我们所说的这位神。
We have to face God that we talk about.
他向百姓显出他大能的作为。
He has shown people his great works.
把外邦地赐给他们为业。
And give them the land of other nations.
弟兄姊妹，我们真是要把一切的荣耀都来归给神。
We ought to give him all the glory.
那今天早晨呢，我跟弟兄姊妹在我分享说到底神迹发生的时候，我们应该怎么样子的态度之前。
Before I share with you the attitudes we ought to have when miracles happen.
我们等于说，因为现在是一个很重要的 milestone 哈，我们一个很重要的关卡，第二个巨人倒下来了。
Now that we have achieved a very important milestone, the second giant has just fallen.
也让我们趁这个机会，我们稍微回顾一下主这一年多对我们的带领。
So we want to go through what has happened in the past year, some kind of reminiscence.
我相信当我们在这里分享的时候，弟兄姊妹，我们越听，我们会越感恩的。
I'm sure as we share, we will be more and more grateful.
那首先我先要讲说，这一次我们会所能够能够真正买成几个很重要的一个感恩跟见证。
I'd like to share with you some blessings and testimonies. They're very crucial to the success of this deal.
那我在这里我简单提三个点就好。
I'll name three.
那第一个呢，是我们整个弟兄姊妹教会的弟兄姊妹那个可圈可点的表现。
They're the outstanding performances of our brothers and sisters at our own church.
弟兄姊妹，为了整个买会所的事情，我真的心里面非常的敬拜，非常的感恩。
For the entire process, my heart is full of thanksgiving and worship to God.
其实我最大的喜乐还不是在9月6号。
So my greatest joy did not happen on September
6th. 而是在这一路上我看见神在教会中在弟兄姊妹身上的改变。
But all the way, I have seen transformation on brothers and sisters.
那首先就是我们整个对神的信心的提升。
First is the lifting of our faith toward God.
哎，好多的弟兄姊妹都已经做过见证，从前就是风闻有神，这一次亲自来经历的神。
Many brothers and sisters have testified they used to hear about God, but this time they get to experience God firsthand.
虽然很多的时候我们信心面临考验，甚至信心软弱掉了啊。
It is true that many times our faith were tested.And then we became weak.
但是弟兄姊妹，随着时间的过来，真的是风雨生信心啊。
But then through the time that our faith grew out of storm.
啊，大家对神的认识，很多弟兄姊妹借着这一次的遭遇，有了第一手的经历。
That we get to our knowledge and experience in God get to grow firsthand.
那第二件事情就是我们在祷告上的进步。
Second is our progress in prayers.
弟兄姊妹，你看我们最近几次有时候教会的祷告会，连楼下整个地下室都塞满了。
Like recently, our prayer meetings were so packed, and then we had full house.
满到一个地步，我们要开厨房的门或者开走道的门出去。
It was so full that we have to have seats in the kitchen or in the hallway.
我前两天还跟培明弟兄讲，我说你还记不记得我们刚开工的时候，小猫两三只，真的就是五六个人跪在讲台上祷告的日子。
The other day, I was sharing with Brother Pei Ming that remember when we first started our church, our prayer meeting were, you know, we had like two or three people praying on the podium.
哎，现在越来越多的弟兄姊妹喜欢祷告。
Now more and more brothers and sisters love to pray.
因为我们知道神听祷告。
Because we know that God listens to prayers.
因为我们知道借着祷告，我们可以来遇见听祷告的神。
Because we know that through prayers, we get to meet God who listens to prayers.
过去一年多，我们有多少的祷告会
？In the past year, we have numerous prayer meetings.
光光在 Bowers 那个新场地，我们整年风雨无阻的在那里祷告。
We had a prayer meetings at Bowers facility all year round.
那只有碰到自己教会退休会的时候，我们不得已才停了那么一两次，其他我们风雨无阻的。
We only stopped once due to our church retreat. Otherwise, rain and shine, we have prayer meetings.
多少弟兄姊妹学禁食祷告
？Many people are learning how to fast and pray.
还不是只是禁食一顿，是至少三顿饭不吃的禁食祷告。
Not just one meal, but whole day.
我知道前几天各个小组还守夜的轮流祷告。
And then last week we even have night watch throughout the night.
啊，我们还实行了两次24/100的祷告。
And then we had two times 24/100 prayer.
弟兄姊妹已经慢慢知道祷告的重要。
So gradually we learned the importance of prayers.
我们碰到事的时候，我们会学习屈膝在这位坐宝座的神面前。
Whenever something happens, we learn to bow and kneel before God.
弟兄姊妹啊，这个产业跟这个祝福远远大过外在所有的祝福。
You know, this heritage is much greater than any outward blessings we have received.
如果弟兄姊妹你最近还没有在祷告的生活上有显著的进步，求神真的帮助我们。
May the Lord help us if we do not have.Any significant progress in our prayer life?
我相信在过去这一年多，常常在祷告中来到神宝座面前的人，在这件事情的这个祝福一定特别的深刻。
I'm sure those who have come to God for prayer very often in the past year will be greatly blessed.
第三件我们感恩的事情是弟兄姊妹甘心尽心的奉献。
The third thing that I'm very thankful is brothers and sisters, willful and cheerful offering.
我记得我们一开始买会所的时候就说到，这是我们其中的一个关卡，弟兄姊妹要面对的挑战。
I remember at the very beginning, I said this is a challenge and the hurdle that we have to overcome.
弟兄姊妹，整个世界的人都是在追求钱。
Because the entire world is pursuing money.
我不是说每一个人，我就说这是世界的潮流跟倾向。
It might not be everybody, but this is the trend of the world.
那马门在人身上有形无形的捆绑，弟兄姊妹非常的强烈的。
And then the power of money on people is so strong.
这一年多里面, 弟兄姊妹在主面前尽心竭力的奉献, 我相信天上的神心里何等的喜乐。
But this past year, brothers and sisters have offered cheerfully and do their best, and I'm sure God is so pleased in heaven.
我们教会的同工帮我们稍微做了一点点简单的整理。
And our co-workers have done some statistics.
那我们这一次买会所就是我们最近的哈, 就从2003年以后的事情。
Since the year 2003.
那之前的我们是因为电脑换了system, 还没办法去追踪。
We cannot trace before year 2003 because of our computer systems upgrade.
我们从外地进来的奉献大概有200多笔。
So we had about more than 200 offerings from outside.
是各地的包括中国大陆的这些弟兄姊妹他们那么爱我们他们把奉献寄过来给我们。
They're from all over the places, including China, out of their love for us.
而且你们知不知道从我们自己教会奉献箱开出来的有多少笔吗?
Do you know how many offerings from our own church?
要不要猜猜看?
Yes, make a guess.
有没有人愿意猜猜看?
Anyone wants to try?
都不讲话, 不敢讲还是, 将近2000笔, 知道吗?
It's almost 2,000.
哎呀, 弟兄姊妹, 当我看到这个数字的时候, 我真的是感谢神。
When I saw the number, my heart praised God.
财务同工告诉我们, 我们教会有收入的人不到100个人。
Our treasurer co-workers tell us that we have less than 100 people who have regular income.
你可以知道有多少的弟兄姊妹他们一次奉献,两次奉献,三次奉献。
So imagine there must be many brothers and sisters who kept offering once, twice, three times.
当我以前全时间出来服侍主以前,我在教会,我也是财务同工。
Before I became a minister, I one time served as a treasurer co-worker.
我常常在开奉献箱的时候,我的眼泪掉下来,因为我碰到的不是钱,我碰到的是弟兄姊妹对神的爱。
I remember I often wept when I opened the offering box because what I handled was not money, but the love of brothers and sisters for the church.
在过去2年多来, 从我们教会奉献箱开出了将近2000笔为会所的奉献。
So in the past year, there were almost 2,000 offerings made for the church building. How can we not praise and give thanks to God?
每一笔奉献都说到我们宁可放下世上的享受跟我自己的快乐, 我愿意来满足神。
Because every offering represents our denial of this world and our willing heart for God.
虽然最小一笔的奉献, 不过3 quarter, 75 cents.
Although the smallest offering was 75 cents.
我相信可能是从小朋友来的,但是弟兄姊妹神都愿啊。
I'm sure it's from a child, but I'm sure God was pleased.
因为每一笔奉献都是一个抉择,都是一个取舍。
Because every offering represents a decision, a choice.
我们省下这个钱,我们可以给自己添很好的家具。
If we save this amount of money, we can buy some good furniture.
我们省下这个钱,我们可以把破旧的屋顶换新。
Or we can change our roof.
我们可以买一辆新车。
We can buy a new car.
弟兄姊妹,有太多太多的声音在我们里面说,你为你自己,体贴体贴你自己吧。
There's so many voices must be echoing our hearts. Think about yourself. Think about yourself.
但是我何等感谢主,就在我们中间,就是我们这般的弟兄姊妹,我们在过去这段时间有这么美好的奉献。
But yet, I thank God, just in our midst, we have so many beautiful offerings.
我们应该感谢神。
Let's thank God.
真的应该感谢神。
We ought to thank Him.
我们能爱他是因为他先爱我们。
We can love Him because He first loved us.
没有人拿刀架在脖子上叫我们奉献的。
No one threatened us with a knife to offer.
所以刚才国豪弟兄讲到最后一天那个景象, 弟兄姊妹就说到弟兄姊妹的爱, 那个迫切。
Like Brother Robin said, on the last day, it shows so clearly brothers and sisters desperate for God.
我听见弟兄们把他们两个account closed掉为了把钱调出来。
I heard a brother closed 2 accounts in order to transfer money.
我看见有人拿着钱冲到教会冲到银行去。
And some with the cash in their hands rush into church or bank.
弟兄姊妹,美好的见证。
These are all beautiful testimonies.
第四件事情,整个教会同心同行的见证。
The fourth testimony is that we walk in one accord.
我们在整个进行的过程里面,
throughout the entire process,
我们没有听见,
we did not see anyone attacking the decision of church.
在这里不服气,
there was no one challenging or saying anything against it.
虽然有些人会有困惑,不明白我们为什么要买这么大的地方。
Some may be confused and doubt and wonder why such a big place.
虽然有人会害怕说我们能够make it吗?
Some may fear if we can really make it.
但是弟兄姊妹,这都是可以了解的感觉跟反应,这不是消极啊。
But these are understandable, they are not passive.
但弟兄姊妹,整件事情里面神家这么和谐的,在这里顺服神的旨意往前去。
But throughout the entire process, House of God was in harmony to follow him. I know that most of us were saved here, so you have not been to other churches.
因为我们听过很多的人告诉我们说很多教会分裂造成教会难处的原因最主要的原因之一就是在教会建堂的时候。
We have heard many people tell us a lot of churches ended up splitting because of buying a new building.
因为每一个人都有自己的意见，因为他们要奉献钱，他们觉得自己有权利表达自己的看法。Because
many people have their own opinions. They think that they offer money, so they're entitled to their own opinions.
但是我发现在这里弟兄姊妹这么和谐，这样子的信任长职跟committee在这里的带领。But
how I appreciate that we were in harmony and that people respected and trusted decisions of the deacons and elders.
第二件事情我特别要感谢的就是这些的长职们，这些的committee，他们在神家立了一个非常好的leadership的榜样。And
also I want to thank the members of the committee and elders and deacons for setting up a good example for the family of God.
在过去这两年多里面，有说不尽的时候，说不出的讲不完的这个meeting，他们在背后在那里开会，在那里祷告。
Because in the past years, they have attended numerous meetings for discussions and for prayers.
可能弟兄姊妹在不知道的里面，这些人聚在一起，他们为神家祷告，为了碰到的困难在那里寻求。
Without many people knowing, they gather together to pray to seek God's will.
而当他们聚在一起的时候，中间没有一个人会坚持己见，只在乎神的旨意到底是什么。
And whenever they gather, no one would insist on their own opinions. All they care is God's will be done among them.
怎么样子能够叫神得到最大的荣耀？
So that God will have obtained the maximum glory.
Even 到了最后几天，我到华盛顿DC去，我不在。
Even in the last couple of days when I was away in Washington DC.
我听说这些长职的同工们，他们礼拜五各个小组聚完会以后。 合在教会里面,他们继续交通祷告到半夜一点多。
And I heard that elders and deacons gathered together after the Friday night Bible study, and then they pray and discuss until 1 a.m.
那在这么多弟兄姊妹担心、焦急、催促的里面说,难道你们没有任何紧急措施,万一钱筹不到该怎么办吗?
While many brothers and sisters were inquiring, don't you have any backup plan? What if this, what if that?
他们本来聚在一起是要讨论到底我们应该是不是要有什么backup的plan。
So the purpose of their gathering together was to discuss if they should have backup plan.
后来我听说他们祷告到一点钟,众人都还是说我们凭着信心往前去。
And I heard at the end of the meeting at 1 a.m., they all agreed in one accord, they will march on in faith.
弟兄姊妹,我真的是感谢神。
How I thank God.
过去这一年多里面,我等一下讲到那几个特别的一些关卡跟挑战的面前。
Before I mention some very specific events and hurdles and challenges we faced in the past year.
我们真的是虽然会有信心面临考验或是软弱。
Indeed, there were times that we were being tested and we felt weak.
可是当我们退回到主面前祷告完的时候，我们都还是一致的顺服神的旨意。
But then as we retreat back to the Lord and pray, we all decided to be in one accord and obey.
那第三个我要特别感恩的，就是我们最后成交的那一天所发生的事情。
And then the third thing I want to give thanks is what happened on the last day, the day of the deal.
那我相信大家那天礼拜二晚上祷告会已经听到了很精彩的见证。Those
who came to the prayer meeting on Tuesday night have heard of this exciting story.
我记得那天我们在Title Company这个办公室里面， 我们三位长老在等这个邦彦弟兄跟国豪弟兄十万火急就送支票来的时候。
That day when the three of us elders were waiting in the Title Company office for Brother Robin and Ben.
我就跟其他两位弟兄讲，我说我们好像在演电影一样。
So I told the other two brothers, I feel that we are filming a movie.
好像那个炸弹快要爆炸了，然后十九八七六五，然后到最后的关键的时候，救难英雄出现。
It seems like we are in the countdown of a time bomb, and at the last minute, the hero came to rescue.
然后过了几分钟以后，就看见国豪冲进办公室，一面进来一面讲说：“现在正好四点十五分，正好四点十五分。”
And then in a few minutes, we saw Brother Robin rushing in the office and say, "Now it's 4:15. Now it's 4:15."
弟兄姊妹，我们真的很多的事情我们要感恩。
There's so many things we ought to give thanks to.
而且我们心里面也特别感动，神用了一个这么特别的方法，借着有一些爱主的弟兄姊妹，他们在及时，他们来帮助我们。
And we especially thank God for preparing a group of people who love God and help us just in time.
不仅仅供应了我们还来不及应付的钱。
Not only provided us with the funds that we could not have at the moment.
而且弟兄们那样子的爱我们，在电话里面给我们的鼓励、啊。
And then the brothers loved us so much, they gave us words of encouragement.
虽然这笔钱是他和他的同工们是早就已经为着主有一个特别的用途，他们积存的，他们留着的。
Actually, the fund was saved for a special purpose from him and his co-workers.
只是因为那个计划目前还有一点点单延，所以这笔钱他不仅仅转过来帮助我们。
So because of some delay of their plan, they were willing to transfer the fund to help us.
尤其弟兄最后跟我讲的那句话说，你就当做我们给你们的 donation, 你们将来再 donate 回给我们都可以。
And then the brother told me that just treat this as our offering donation to you, and in the future, you can donate it back to us.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是弟兄的爱，他们就愿意过来帮助我们。
This is out of brotherly love that they help us.
我想起历代志上第三章，当所罗门，历代志下第三章，当所罗门建圣殿的时候。
I remember in the Second Chronicle chapter 3, when Solomon was building the temple.
那圣经上告诉我们，他是到摩利亚山在这个奥兰的会场，在那里为神建殿。
The Bible says the temple was built on the Mount Moriah, on the threshing floor of Ornan.
在这个撒母耳记下的时候，又说是亚劳拿的会场上。
But then in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 24, it says on the threshing floor of Arana.
听说在历史上有一个很美的故事。
So there was this beautiful story told in the history.
说到这两个是兄弟，那么父母亲很早就去世了。
The story was told that Arnon and Arana, they were brothers, and then their parents died when they were young.
那阿尔兰跟亚劳莱两个是兄弟，那后来哥哥先结了婚。
And then these were two brothers, and the older brother got married first.
他们各有一块田，各有一个禾场。
They both owned a threshing floor, each owned a threshing floor.
那在收成的时候呢，哥哥想到弟弟一个人，他就想到说要去帮助他。
In the time of harvest, the older brother thought about his younger brother and he wanted to help him out.
所以他在半夜的时候，他就挑了两担他的收成，想要送到他家去。
So in the middle of the night, he carried some harvest to his younger brother's house.
那这个弟弟想到哥哥结婚了，生孩子，家里的需要多，然后想要送一些东西去帮助他。
And the younger brother thought about, oh, my older brother is married, now have children, he must have greater needs, and he wanted to help him out.
所以他在半夜也挑了两担他的收成送到对方去了。
So in the middle of the night, he brought some harvest and sent it to his brother's house.
第二天早上他们发现都没有少，怎么还在这里呢？
So the next morning, they found their produce was the same.There's nothing missing.
所以第二天晚上他们又在这里送。
So the second night they did exactly the same thing.
就后来终于有一天在田埂两个相遇了。
Finally they met each other on the field.
他们才晓得怎么回事，弟兄相拥。
Then they realized what had happened and they embraced each other.
所以有人说这个圣殿的根基，一方面是摩利亚山，说到亚伯拉罕献以撒，对神永远把最好的献给神。
So the temple was built on Mount Moriah where Abraham offered Isaac, he offered God his best.
而另外一个根基是在弟兄相爱的根基。
And the other foundation of the temple was the brotherly love shown here.
那我相信弟兄和他的同工们把他们的基金在我们最危急的时候来帮助我们。
So when this brother helped us in our urgent need,
我们决定在主的爱里面，我们希望主给我们足够的力量，让我们丰丰富富的也能够服侍，能够回报他们。
Then I hope God will abundantly help us and supply us so that we can help them back.
那在我们这一路过来，
As we go through this process,
我现在很快地讲一下，其实我们不光是在结束的这个日子里面，神为我们行做大事。
Not only the Lord has done great things in the last few days.
以赛亚书六十章十三节告诉我们，他神说我脚踏之地都是荣耀。
Isaiah chapter 60 tells us that I will glorify the place of my feet.
我们整个买会所的事情，我们好像在走一条非常荣耀的路。
The entire process is like a path of glory.
神在前面带领我们，我们在后面跟随他。
God is leading us in the front, and we're just following Him.
那从神这一面，神脚踏之地都是荣耀。
So everywhere that the Lord has set His feet is glory.
那这是我们所有的人都可以见证的。神每做一件事情，都显出了他的荣耀来。
We can all testify that whatever God does, He shows His glory.
而从我们这一面呢？凡我们脚掌所踏之地都成为我们的产业。
But then from our perspective, anywhere we set our foot on becomes our inheritance.
那我也决定相信这是我们每一个人可以做的见证。
I'm sure this is a testimony that every one of us can give.
不管我们在信心上，在祷告上，在奉献上，我们所有的学习，你发现神都赐给我们成为永远的产业。
Whether in our faith, in our offering, in our prayer, anywhere that we learn and practice,That becomes our inheritance.
那我们要回头看这一路上的神迹的时候。
As we look back to see all the miracles happen on the way.
弟兄姊妹，我刚刚已经说过了，全教会能够同心出发，本身其实已经是一件很奇妙的事情了。
Actually, it's already a very wonderful thing that the whole church can set out together in one accord.
我记得去年5月24号，神早上给我话之后。
I remember on May 24th last year when the Lord first spoke to me.
当天晚上，所有的长子们在主人面前祷告，都全体一致阿门，这是神的带领。
That night, all the deacons and elders and ministers got together, and then we all agreed that this is the guidance of the Lord.
第二天晚上，我们有上百的人到 Bowers 去那边祷告会，弟兄姊妹都那么欢喜的起来。答应神的呼召。
And the next evening, more than 100 brothers and sisters gathered at Bowers, and we all joyfully responded to God's calling.
弟兄姊妹，这决定不能够 take it for granted, 这不是偶然的事情。
This is not something accidental, and we can never take it for granted.
然后底下我们开始了这一段信心之旅。
Then we started our journey of faith.
首先我们凭着信心，我们得到了 contract, 得到了这个契约。
First, by faith,We obtained the contract.
然后不久我们失去了。
Then we lost it shortly after.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们第一个很大的信心的考验。
This is our first test of faith.
你不是应许给我们吗？为什么我们失去了呢？
Didn't you promise to give it to us? How come we have lost it?
而且 seller 好像很现实，再也不理我们了。我们怎么跟他联络，他都不回应了。
And then it seems like the seller just turned his back on us. He will never give any care to us, attention to us.
第二件考验。
So and then the second test.
我想我们都知道，其实整个过程里面最大的考验其实是这一环，我们所谓的 CCNR 的事情。
Actually, the biggest challenge was CCNR.
但是弟兄姊妹 ，nothing we can do， 真的是我们从人这一面，什么事情我们都不能做。
From man's perspective, there's absolutely nothing we can do.
弟兄姊妹，我们承认这是对我们最大的一个考验。
We have to admit that was our greatest test.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们多少人迫切的祷告，凭着信心向神祷告。
But many fervently prayed in faith to God.
有点像耶利哥城，我们在那里绕城，一天下来，两天下来，整个城风纹未动，仍然高高的耸立在那。
As if we were circling around the city of Jericho once, twice, so many times, and there's nothing happening to the city wall.
我相信，直到我们祷告在主的面前满足了。
Until our prayer became full.
中间我们长子委员，我们都曾经寻求，到底还要不要 move forward， 要不要继续下去。
And meanwhile, many of us sought after God's will, if we should move forward or we should stop.
因为这个难处比市政府拿 permit 还要严重的难处。
Because CCNR is a much more serious difficulty than getting a permit from the city.
但是神用这么奇妙的方法，一个小石头把巨人打倒了。
But God miraculously, wonderfully,Knock down the giant with a little stone.
第三件事情。
The third thing.
后来 seller 真的把这块地卖给别人了。
The seller really sold this place to another party.
弟兄姊妹，契约从我们手中失去，我们已经觉得很难过，很大的考验。
We already regretted and felt bad that the contract got lost.
他真的把这个契约交在别人的手中了，弟兄姊妹，对我们是一个更大的考验。
When the seller entered into contract with another buyer, that was an even greater test.
而我们在主面前仍然凭着信心祷告，说神的物归给神， 该杀的物归给该杀。
But yet we still by faith pray to God. What belongs to God should come back to God.
我们奉主的名
what Caesar should belong to Caesar.
叫他把地再交回来。
So in the name of the Lord, we command him to give us back the land.
弟兄姊妹，这是一关一关的过来。
So one after another.
第四方面。
The fourth thing.
整个周围的公司，尤其 Intel 跟 Applied， 他们对我们教会态度的转变。
The changing of attitudes from our neighboring companies。
从一年多前，那个是斩钉截铁的，绝不可能。
A year ago, they were firm on their no。
到后来，他们对我们态度的转变。
Then their attitude changed。
弟兄姊妹啊，我们现在讲这些事情，弟兄姊妹都觉得好像是没，好像已经都过去了。
Now when we talk about it, they sound like something in the past.
弟兄姊妹，没有一件事情是巧合的。
But you know, nothing is accidental.
神叫我们不要丢弃勇敢的心。
The Lord told us, do not throw away your confidence.
告诉我们，我们存这样子的心要得大赏赐。
He told us that with this heart, you will be greatly rewarded.
告诉我们，等我们行完了神的旨意，就必承受所应许的。
He told us that after you have done the will of God, you will receive what's been promised to you.
他应许我们还有一点点时候，那要来的就要来，并不迟延。
And he promised that in just a little while, what's coming will come and will not delay.
弟兄姊妹，这事情发生以前要这样子的宣告，这就是信心，这就是挑战。
Before anything could happen, if we proclaim it, and that's faith.
今天当我们回头看的时候，果然都成就了。
Now we turn back and we look back. Yes, everything's done.
可是真实信心的考验是在事情发生之前，我们就凭信宣告。
But then true faith comes when we proclaim before anything happened.
第五件事情。
The fifth thing we give thanks to.
当我们祷告以后，这个契约又重新回到市场上来。
After we pray, the property is back to the market again.
也有别的竞争者在。
And there are other competitors.
他们第一个要求我们出价至少要730万以上，问我们为什么不肯出高价。
And then the seller asked, why can't we raise our offering to 7.3 million?
我们祷告以后说，我们决定不跟别人去竞价，我们就是照着神的应许，我们仍然出我们的价格。
And after prayer, we reply to the seller, we will not compete with other competitors, and this is our offering.
第二个，他们的 agent 告诉我们，在我们给他们的信上不要提神的名字。
Second thing is that our agent asks us not to mention God in our offering letter.
但是在我们的回信上，我们就是斩钉截铁地告诉他，如果不是神，我们今天不会来买你的。
But then in our reply, we firmly tell them,If without God, we will not come here to get the deal.
因为那个时候周围的公司的问题也都还没解决。
And at that time, all the problems with other surrounding companies have not been solved.
我们的奉献还差了250多万。
And then our offering was still short, 2.5 million.
还有这么多进去以后可能碰到的难处。
And there are many other difficulties we might encounter after we enter in.
如果不是因为神，我们不会吃饱饭没事干。但我们也写吃饱饭没事干。
So we say, if it's not because of God, we will not come here.
弟兄姊妹，而是我们真的在主的面前，就是因为神，我们走到如今。
It's just because of God we have come so far.
就是因为神，我们才有信心知道这块地，神的物要归给神。
And just because of God we have faith, we know this place belongs to God.
那第六件事情
The sixth miracle.
那弟兄姊妹在整个教会这个财务的力量上面
About our financial power.
Committee 当初开会的时候就 propose 给教会说，我们经过怎么样子的衡量，根据过去教会奉献的情形，我们最多只能买300万的教会，顶多到400万。
Because after a calculation and evaluation, the committee advised us that At the most, according to our financial power, at the most, the property we can buy should be between 3.5 to 4 million dollars.
甚至我们怀疑连400万我们能不能到都不知道的。
We even doubt if we can make it to 4 million dollars.
所以当神命令我们上来这块地的时候，知道是700万。
So when God commanded us to get to possess this land, which cost 7 million dollars.
我听到好几个弟兄姊妹讲，他说这个非需要神迹，不然不可能的。
I heard many brothers and sisters say this demands a miracle.
300万这个或许力量可以挤400万拼一拼挤点牙膏还挤得出来啊。
So maybe we can get to 3 million if we try very hard 4 million dollars.
700万 impossible.
7 million, impossible.
那弟兄姊妹当 impossible 发生的时候就只有靠神迹了对不对
So when something impossible happens, all we can count on is a miracle. But then all through this process, the Lord has supplied sufficiently. We obtain all the offerings we needed. Don't you think this is a wonderful thing? How wonderful that is.
而最后就是我们 close 的时候，神这样子奇妙的为我们成就了大事。Lastly,
on the day of closing, the Lord has done miraculous things.
请你们不要以为我们脑筋坏掉了，脑瓜派气了。Do
not think that. Do not think that we cannot think clearly.
我跟你讲，我每一次理智的时候，我就想要打起电话来去问问看有没有解决的方法。You
know that every time when I come back to my senses, I have this urge to call someone and ask for solution.
你不要误会了，以为我们都是不理智啊。Do
not think that we were not clear in our thinking.
我是说，在我人的理智里面，或是我们长子们理智的时候，我们都想要赶快有 Plan B， 有解决的方法。But
then in our human logics, in our we all wanted to have a backup plan, Plan B.
而是我们每一次转眼望神的时候，我们就觉得 trust and obey.
But every time when we turn our eyes to God, we feel we ought to trust and obey.
你知道我们最后的24小时内的时候, 同工们那天把我们留下来说我们要开这个会。
Until the last 24 hours, and we get together for the last meeting.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得整件事情，我刚刚讲的7件事情。
So, 7 things I just mentioned.
不过是代表性最重要的事情。
They're the most typical, the events that represents the whole journey.
当神的百姓要进迦南的时候,
when the Israelites were about to enter into the land of Canaan,
神不仅仅数点百姓,
not only the Lord counted the number of people,
所有属肉体不讨神喜悦的, 怀着不信的恶心, 他都需要倒闭在旷野里面。
All those are of carnal with unbelieving heart will die in the wilderness.
所以在我们个人里面, 所有这些不讨神喜悦的, 神都要把它除去。
Likewise, anything in us that's not pleasing to the Lord shall be removed.
神在这里数点，到底我们因为这件事，我们属灵生命的新生的一代，长成的生命到底有多少在我们里面？
So the Lord is actually counting how many new lives out of this event.
那另外一方面，民数记在结束的时候，神也数点他们的脚中啊。
And then at the end of the book of Numbers, the Lord also counted their journeys, all the stops they have gone through. Where they have set out and where they encamped.
我不过把过去这一年多7个最重要的关卡跟弟兄姊妹数点一下我们的脚步。
So I just listed for you 7 important events in the past.
那这每一件事情都是奇妙的。
And everything was a wonder.
而每一件事情其实背后也都是属灵的征战。
Everything represents a very severe spiritual battle.
每一件事情的后面都是信心的考验。
And everything, every event is a test of faith.
最后一天我们真的里面警觉到仇敌是想尽办法要把这个契约拿回去的。
On the very last day, we were so aware that the enemy was trying all means to get this deal back. Because they do not want to see the land being transferred from the king of the world to the Lord. Do not take this thing very lightly. Because there were some other offers, including Intel, waiting for us.
这么大的Intel公司，它为什么过去这一年多它没有订offer进去呢？
How come such a big company like Intel did not compete and get the offer in the past? Because the Lord has watched over this place. He did not allow them.
拿到这个契约不久以后, Intel马上把offer送进去了。
After we got this contract, Intel immediately offered their offer.
这难道不是神迹吗?
Isn't it a miracle?
难道这不是一个属灵征战吗?
Isn't it a spiritual battle?
背后仇敌想尽方法要把这块地重新拿回去。
Because the enemy tried all means to get this deal back to.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的是要低头敬拜神。
We ought to bow our heads and worship God.
所以这块地不再是属于世界的。
This land does not belong to the world anymore.
它归在神的名下了。
It's now under the name of God.
这块地不再是人用来赚钱了。
It's not being used by men to make money.
这块地要成为神的居所。
It will become a dwelling place for God.
成为神儿女的家。
It will become a home for the children of God.
成为一个福音的据点, 人可以在这里得救, 听见福音。
It will be a place where people will be saved when they receive gospel.
要成为一个培训的中心, 为神家预备和用的器皿。
It will be a training center to equip saints for God.
而更重要的是，这块地要被神的荣耀来充满，像他一开始所应许的。
Most importantly, this place will be filled with God's glory, as He promised at the very beginning.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们真是要从属灵的角度来看这件事，我们要赞美神。
We ought to see the entire process from a spiritual perspective, and we ought to praise God.
对不起，我前言讲完了，我现在要讲当神迹发生时。
Now that was my prelude, and I'm going to start my message.
第一件事情。
First thing.
我们要敬拜神。
When miracles happen, we ought to worship God.
归荣耀给神。
And give all glory to God.
弟兄姊妹，不要停在外在的兴奋上。
Do not stay with our excitement.
哎，不要停在外面的快乐上。
Do not stay with our happiness.
我们里面要敬畏神，如同亲自遇见的神。
We ought to fear God as if we had met Him personally.
我说过，神的作为叫神迹。
Because God's words are called miracles.
神所有的作为都叫神迹。
All God's words are called miracles.
神迹虽然可贵。
Miracles are precious.
但是行神迹的神更是我们的中心，更是可贵。
But the God who performs miracles is even more precious, and that ought to be our focus.
所以当我们在这里为着神，让红海开了，让我们过了，我们感谢神。
So here we're giving thanks to God because He has parted the Red Sea. We get to cross over on dry land.
我们更要感谢的是这位伟大的神，他在我们中间。
But we have to thank God that this great God is in our midst.
所以在礼拜二的蛋糕上，我说我写的以便以谢，也写的以马内利。
So on the cake that I purchased on Tuesday night, on one side I wrote Ebenezer, and on the other side Emmanuel.
我们不仅仅做见证，直到如今神都帮助我们。
Not only we testify that thus far the Lord has helped us.
我们更要做见证，更要感恩的是，直到如今或是永远，神都要跟我们同在，以马内利的神。
What we are even more thankful is that thus far the Lord has been with us, Emmanuel.
所以其实在我里面最大的喜乐，还不是光只是看见神祝福我们，神帮助我们。
So my greatest joy is not only to see God helped us.
我最大的喜乐是发现神一直都跟我们同在、
My greatest joy is to discover that the Lord has been with us all the way.
其实我真的巴不得将来我们的大厅聚会厅一边写一边以谢，一边写以马内利啊。
So I just thought about maybe in the future in our sanctuary, one side will be saying Emmanuel and on the other side Ebenezer.
然后中间写遍地要被我的荣耀充满，因为这是神这一阵子在我们中间做的。
And in the middle, it will say the whole earth will be filled with my glory because that's what He's been doing in our midst.
那第二件事情，献上感谢为祭。
Second, our attitude should give our thanks as offering.
路加福音十七章那边有十个大麻风的得了洁净，只有一个回来。
In Luke chapter 17, 10 lepers were cleansed, but only one came back to give thanks.
只有一个回来把感谢归给神。
Only one came back to give thanks to God.
其他九个都兴奋得不得了，跑出去享受他们身体得洁净的喜乐。
The other nine were so excited, they started enjoying their health.
主耶稣说不是有十个人吗？其余的九个呢？
Then the Lord Jesus says, were not all ten cleansed? Where are the other nine?
弟兄姊妹，我们一定要回到神的面前。
We ought to come back to God.
我们亲自以感谢为祭献给我们的神。
Give Him our thanksgiving as offering.
第三件事情。
Third.
求神光照我们。
May the Lord enlighten us.
显明我们在这个神迹，在这些事情发生之前。
Expose.Anything in us before this miracle.
我们所有的小信或是不信。
All our hearts of little faith or unbelieving.
就是我们对神或是对神的不顺服的背道的病。
Or our backsliding disobedience.
当神向彼得跟他的同伴行神迹之后。
When the Lord Jesus performed a miracle to Peter and his companions.
很多人都惊讶这两艘船所打出来的鱼船都快沉了。
Many people were marveling the number of fish they caught.
他们整夜打鱼打不到的。
The boat almost sank because they just couldn't catch anything all night long.
主耶稣叫他们下网在哪里，他们打的鱼上来船都快沉了。
When the Lord commanded them to cast net, they caught so many fish that the boat almost sank.
众人都在那里惊讶他们所得到的。
When everyone was marveling what they have obtained.
彼得却说，主啊，你离开我，我是个罪人。
Yeah, Peter says,Lord, go away from me. I am a sinner.
因为他原来对主的话他不相信。
Because he did not believe in his words before.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主满了怜悯的。
Our Lord is full of compassion.
他了解我们。
He knows us.
我们跟他认错，主会在这里更坚固我们的信心。
If we repent and confess, he will strengthen our faith.
当别人都看见复活的耶稣的时候，多马说：“除非我看见他钉痕的手。”
when everyone saw the resurrected Lord, Thomas says, unless I see the nail marks on his hand,
除非我用我的指头探进他的肋旁,
unless I touch his side with my finger,
他说我总不信,
I will not believe.
当主耶稣向多玛显现的时候,
and when Jesus appeared to Thomas,
主说多玛你过来探我的肋旁,
he says, Thomas, come and touch my side.
多玛有去吗?
Did Thomas go?
他连动都不敢动,
he did not even move.
因为他遇见了一位又真又活的神。
Because he met this true and living God.
主说不要惧怕，总要信。
The Lord says, "Do not be afraid, just believe."
你是看见了才信，那没有看见就信的人有福了。
You have seen me and believed, but blessed are those who have not seen me and have believed.
所以弟兄姊妹，不要只停留在神迹，神迹不会帮助你将来更属灵的。
Do not stay with miracle. Miracles will not help you to become more spiritual.
除非我们在神迹中我们遇见了神。
Unless we meet God in the middle of miracle.
除非我们在神迹中我们真正被神光照，被神建造。
Unless we're being exposed, enlightened, and being built up by God in miracles.
我们的信心才能真实的增长。
Then our faith can truly grow.
第四件事情。
The fourth thing.
我们要更新自己对神的奉献。
We ought to renew our consecration to God.
加深自己对神的信靠。
And deepen our trust in the Lord.
当神向我们显出他的作为的时候。
When God shows his work to us.
我们里面如同遇见了神。
We ought to meet him.
我们一定要更深地把自己奉献给神。
We ought to further offer ourselves to God.
主，我愿意更深地来爱你。
Lord, I want to love you deeper.
我要更简单地来相信你。
And I want to trust you more with a simple faith.
我愿意以后更绝对地来顺服你。
And I want to obey you more absolutely.
弟兄姊妹，这样子神迹才能对我们产生祝福。
Thus, miracles can be a blessing for us.
刚才弟兄说，这是机甲，让我们退回来，滚去肉体。
Brother Robin just shared with us,Where we are now is Gilgal, that we will roll away our flesh.
除掉我们这一路上所有不讨神喜悦的，包括事情成了以后我们可能的骄傲。
And roll away anything that's displeasing to God, including the pride we might have after the deal.
也是练习姊妹所说的细拉啊。
And this is also the place we call Selah.
弟兄跟姊妹就是不一样哈，那这国豪就是讲打仗的机甲。
So you can see the difference between the brother and the sister. Brother Robin said, this is Gilgal.
念慈姊妹就是讲希拉。
And Sister Nancy said, this is a pause.
希拉是诗歌的一个境界，到达高峰了。
Selah is a realm in the middle of a song.
就有点像音乐里面的休止符啊。
It's like a pause.
它虽然它好像是一个停顿。
Even though it looks like a pause, a stop.
但是其实它是在要进到一个更深高峰的一个暂时的停顿。
But actually, it's a temporary stop, a pause before another ascent.
它不是松懈，更不是结束。
This is not to relax, and it's not an end.
因为它要再进到一个更高的境界里面去。
Because the song will enter into another high point.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们经过了这件事情，主在这里加深了我们的信心。
So after we have gone through this event, the Lord has strengthened our faith.
加强我们跟他的关系。
And strengthened our relationship with him.
因为我们前面还有当跑的路，当打的仗。
Because still we have a journey in front of us and a battle to fight.
第五件事情，我们为主做见证。
Fifth, we should testify for the Lord.
我们要学习跟别人分享主奇妙的作为。
Let's learn to share with others God's wonderful work.
我知道最近很多弟兄姊妹跟别人传递我们的负担。
I know many have shared our burden with other brothers and sisters.
请你们不要只是在事情成之前传递负担而已。
Please do not just share the burden before the deal is done.
应该要事后跟别人分享这个见证。
We also ought to share the testimony after it is completed.
不要让别人以为我们只是来要钱的。
So that other people will not think that we only ask for money.
其实那不是。
It's not so.
我们整个的心是要让别人知道这个地方是属神的，是为了众教会的。
Our purpose is to share with others that this place belongs to God.
好，那这是五件事情主在飞机上特别告诉我，我跟弟兄姊妹分享。
So these are the five things the Lord has told me on the plane, and I want to share with you.
那么我们前面很重要的事情。
Some important things we will face in the future.
第一个，我们要为着市政府的 CUP, 就是使用许可证，我们要为这件事情特别祷告。
First, we ought to pray to get the CUP, the permit from the city.
神是 以便以色列的神是以马内利的神。
God is God of Ebenezer and God of Emmanuel.
这是我们征战得胜的秘诀。
And this is the secret to our victory in battles.
这是我们在生这个敌虽势不享恩如恒的原因。
And that's the reason that we can have a table in front of our enemies.
我插出去讲一下，有些弟兄姊妹在这里说，看你们长子们一个一个都这么安息，你们一定背后早就想好怎么做了。
And some brothers and sisters might say, okay, well, since you are so restful, you must have a backup plan.
Too calm to believe.
You're too calm to believe.
但弟兄姊妹，我真的告诉你们，我们真的就是安息在神的应许上而已。
But let me assure you, we just rested on God's promises.
啊，弟兄姊妹，就是这么简单，我们学习来信任他。
It's just so simple. We ought to learn to trust Him.
我们为着 CUP 祷告。
Now we pray for the CUP.
的确，我们为了将来，我们还继续有财务奉献上的需要。
And we still need more financial offerings.
但是我们的眼睛，我们看见神的身上。
But now we have seen God's work with our own eyes.
我们只要尽了我们的心，上香取木料，为神建殿，神的心欢喜，并且得着荣耀。
So as we try our best, we go up to the mountains and get timber.To build his temple so that he will be pleased.
在我们需要的时候，他会继续打发，会感动所需要的来供应我们。
In the time of our needs, he will send the supplies.
所以这是第二个挑战哈，前面的。
So that's the second challenge we face.
更大的挑战。
Even greater challenge.
是我们进去以后。
It's after we move in.
神所给我们的使命。
The commission that God has given us.
所以在我结束的时候，我重复的说。我在 face to face 里面跟弟兄姊妹讲的。
So I want to before my conclusion, I want to re-emphasize what I share with you in face to face.
神给我们这块地。
God has given us this land.
的确对我们来说是一个大的祝福。
It is a blessing, a big blessing indeed.
但是它同时也是一个非常重要的托付和神圣的使命。
But at the same time, it's a very holy, sacred commission.
神把这块地。赐给我们的确是为了我们。
God has given us this place. Yes, it is for us.
但是更是为了众教会，也是为了神的国度。
But it is also for all churches and for His kingdom.
神把这块地不仅仅赐给我们这一代。
Not only that, the Lord has given us this land for our generation.
也是为了我们的下一代，我们也希望在这里能够代代相传。
But it's also for our next generation and many generations to come.
就跟戴阳1967年率领以色列军进耶路撒冷的时候。
It just when 戴阳marched into Jerusalem in 1967.
他的手按着哭墙在那里祷告，他说我们再也不出去了。
And then he prayed when he laid hands on the wailing wall that we will never leave this place again.
弟兄姊妹，这块地从世界的王手中拿回来了。
Now this land has been transferred from the hands of the king of the world.
我们希望它永远属于神。
We hope that it will belong to God forever.
在这里属灵的生命、属灵的产业，我们身上的使命能够代代相传下去。
That the spiritual inheritance, spiritual life will pass down throughout generations.
直到主回来的日子。
Until the return of the Lord.
我们真是要把荣耀归给他。
Let's give all glory to God.
弟兄姊妹，外在的事情都会过去。
All these outward things will pass away.
外在的挑战、外在的祝福，有一天都会过去。
Our challenges and the blessings will pass away one day.
那个永恒的祝福、生命里面的祝福是永远长存的。
Eternal blessings within the life will last forever.
主还留下机会在前面留给我们。
The Lord still gives us chance in front of us.
所有已经全力参加的，我们感谢神，我们靠着主继续往前。
All who have participated wholeheartedly, let's thank God and continue to move on.
前一阵子，不管是因为忙碌、因为信心不够、因为任何的原因，你觉得你参与不够的。
For those who have not participated enough due to any kind of reasons.
我们要为着感谢神还把机会留给我们。
Let's thank God that He still gives us chance.
那我们在信心中跟随他去。
That we can continue to follow Him in faith.
只管跟着约柜去。
Just follow the ark.
当约柜骑行的时候。
When the ark sets out.
愿神一切的仇敌四散。
May all the enemies of the Lord scatter.
愿他的旨意成就在我们中间。
May His will be done in our midst.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
亲爱的主，当我们在这里数算你恩典的时候
Lord, when we are counting your blessings here,
我们的心里面充满了感恩和敬拜。
Our our hearts are filled with thanksgiving and worship.
主啊，许多的时候我们知道有神，却不把你当神来荣耀你。
Oftentimes we know there is God, but we do not regard you as God.
你赦免我们信心上常常的软弱。
Please forgive our, the weakness of our faith.
主啊，我们也谢谢你过去这段日子在教会中所做的。
And we thank you for all the wonderful works you have done in our church.
你让我们真知道我们所信的是谁。
That we truly know whom we believe.
主啊，过去所有的这些的挑战，这些的难处，不是你的话，我们走不过来。
Without you, we can never pass any of the challenges or difficulties in the past.
任何一个环节错了，我们知道我们都得不到这块地。
If any mistakes we make, we will not get this land.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你真是那位一变一谢的神。
You are God of Ebenezer.
你直到如今都在帮助我们。
Thus far, you have helped us.
主啊，你更是那位以马内利的神。
You are also even more the God of Emmanuel.
你从来没有离开。
You will never leave us.
Oh, 主啊，我们讲到你，我们的心就要敬拜。
When we talk about you, we worship you.
真像那连白发苍苍的雅各扶着杖头在那里敬拜你。
Just like Jacob in his old age, worship you in, on his staff.
当他回想他这一生的时候
，As he reflect back his whole entire life,
他从深处说：“那位一生牧养我的神。”
He says, "The God who shepherded me all the days of my life."
主啊，你真是那位一生牧养我们的神。
Lord, you're truly the God who shepherded us.
你为你名的缘故引导我们走义路。
For your name's sake, you lead us on the path of righteousness.
虽然有的时候你带领我们经过死荫的幽谷
，Though sometimes you lead us through the valley of shadow.
但是我们知道我们 不会遭害的
But we know that we will not fear
因为你与我们同在
Because you are with us
你要在仇敌面前为我们摆设宴席
You will set a table for us before our enemies
你要用油膏我们的头
You will anoint our heads with oil
使我们的福杯满溢
That our cup will overflow
我们也知道一生一世有恩惠慈爱要随着我们
And we know that your love and compassion will be with us all the days of our life
主啊，巴不得这个教会成为一个爱主的教会
How we wish that our church will be a church that loves God
让这个教会成为一个对你信而顺服的教会
That this will be a church that trusts and obeys you
让这个教会成为一个活着为耶稣的教会
That this church will live for Jesus
让这个教会永远在这里高举你荣耀你名的教会
That this church will forever exalt you and glorify you
我们为着你所有已经做的我们感谢你
We thank you for all the things you have done for us
为着你前面继续要做的我们来依靠你
And we will trust in you for all the things you will do
我们也为着今天你所留给我们的每一个机会让我们好好的爱惜他
Help us to cherish all the opportunities you still give us
让我们全心的爱主
That we will love you with whole heart
简单的信主
We will trust you with a simple faith
忠心的跟随主
And we will follow you with a faithful heart
听我们的祷告
Please listen to our prayers
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name we pray
Amen
Amen
Amen